Montel Williams, iconic television personality. Montel's journey, ghetto, to Naval Academy, to television. Obstacle, racism, multiple sclerosis, pain, 24 hours per day. As far as I am concerned, you need to become your own advocate. You alone have to own the definition of who you are. Montel Williams. I am in pain 24 hours a day, Montel Williams tells me. But you'd never know it, not even when you see this American media icon in person. He has been a public personality for over 20 years, best known for the long-running Montel Williams Show, for which he received a Daytime Emmy Award for Outstanding Talk Show Host in 1996. The show received 3 more Emmy nominations before it was finally canceled in 2008. Montel went on to host a national radio program and serve as an infomercial spokesman for several products. Montel's constant pain comes from multiple sclerosis. He was diagnosed with the degenerative disease in 1999, near the peak of his career. He explains how he lives with MS. Years ago, the doctor told me I would be in a wheelchair. And I am in pain 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. But I am determined to walk around this planet with positive thoughts, and I have no doubt that that attitude helps me deal with my MS. I learned to become my own advocate, to take charge of my diet and exercise. I accept responsibility for my own overall health and wellness. What works for one person may not work for another. For example, walking backwards has proven therapeutic for me. In addition, I've discovered that snowboarding is incredibly effective. When I snowboard, it feels like my brain is directly connected to the board. Montel Williams proved to be one of the most inspiring, determined, and insightful people I've ever had the pleasure to interview. Montel's success journey started long before he achieved celebrity status, a fact that became more and more evident as I learned about his background and achievements. Born in Baltimore, Maryland, Montel showed himself to be a good student, athlete, and musician. His firefighter father became Baltimore's first African-American fire chief in 1992. Montel enlisted in the U.S. Marine Corps directly out of high school in 1974. He distinguished himself almost immediately and was promoted to platoon guide while in basic training at boot camp on Parris Island, South Carolina. He continued to impress his superiors and was eventually recommended for a career track in the U.S. Naval Academy. He entered the academy in 1976, where he studied Mandarin Chinese, engineering, and international security affairs. Montel is justifiably proud of his record. I became the first black enlisted Marine to complete and graduate from both the Naval Academy Prep School and the U.S. Naval Academy. Montel's plans to return to the Marines after graduation were ruined by a freak medical accident during his last year. He was one of 100 seniors who received the wrong dose of an immunization. His severe reaction landed him in the hospital for 2.5 weeks and cost him the vision in his left eye. He made a partial recovery and was able to serve as a naval intelligence officer, further specializing in foreign languages, eventually working with the National Security Agency. After 3 years aboard submarines, Montel, now a full lieutenant, was made supervising cryptologic officer with the Naval Security Fleet Support Division at Fort Meade, Maryland. While counseling the servicemen in his command, as well as their wives and families, he discovered a gift for public speaking. Soon, he was invited to speak to different groups about the importance of leadership and how to overcome obstacles on the road to success. Montel enjoyed this new role, and it would pave his way to a career in motivational speaking. He left the Navy with the rank of lieutenant after receiving the Navy Achievement Medal, the Meritorious Service Medal, and the Navy Commendation Medal. Montel continued to excel at public speaking, and it eventually led to the Montel Williams Show first airing in 1991. When I asked Montel to reflect on his upbringing and identify what made him what he is today, he responded, "There were two very powerful forces in my life, my parents and their insistence that education was the most important part of growing up. They made me read at the dinner table, and it paid off. I had a super vocabulary, and I could read and write by the time I was in the first grade. I was a product of busing every day from the ghetto where I lived to a school in an all-white neighborhood. Even some of the teachers were openly racist. One teacher actually said to me, 'That is why you people will never get anywhere.' I took the sting of that remark and I made a promise to myself that I will be the only person who defines me. Tell your readers, you alone have to own the definition of who you are. His advice continues. You need knowledge. Knowledge is king. Get it so you can help yourself. Learn everything you need to know, including whatever is stopping you from reaching your goals. Educate yourself constantly, but don't stop believing in yourself. Every day, ask yourself, what did I do today that's worth talking about tomorrow? At the end of the day, I write down three good things that happened that day. When I wake up in the morning, I read those three things again. It starts my day with positive thoughts and helps me better understand who I am. Surround yourself with good people, not people who tell you why you can't do something. When someone points out your limitations, you must counter with an attitude that says, how dare they try and define who I am? Recognize the fact that they are only describing themselves. People are held back by their own thoughts, that they can't be successful. Don't look back with critical regret. Look at the things you've done right and learn from your mistakes. Montel sums up his message of self-determination. Stop worrying about being in the right place at the right time. Instead, always transform the place you are in so that it becomes the right place and the right time. You need to realize that 60% of who you are is influenced by genes and environment. The other 40% is in your control. Think of a food you really love. Wait 5 or 10 seconds and you'll be hungry. This demonstrates how much control you can have over your mind and body. As I listened to Montel, it was easy to understand why so many companies seek him out as a spokesperson. Montel's mission is clear. I want to encourage as many people as I can. He believes in the inner strength of mankind when he says, with the right attitude, anything is possible. Montel's empowering thought. You need knowledge. Knowledge is king. Get it so you can help yourself. Learn everything you need to know, including whatever is stopping you from reaching your goals. Do it daily. At the end of the day, write down three good things that happened that day. Wake up in the morning and reread those three things to start your day with positive thoughts and a better understanding of who you are.